We actually have a guy in China who runs 19 nodes. You can just go there. There's a status page where you can see all the peers and where they're from in the world.
So guys, are we live now?
I am Algirdas. I'm also known like Chefas. I am from BMF.
Yeah, I'm a former member of the BAT team, the Burst App team. Still a huge fan of that team. I'm the one who did the Explorer, and I love Burst.
How's it, guys? I found the Burst community on Google. But there's also BMF, there's BT Dex, and they're all part of the same thing, really. It's all one big community. And you guys should get involved. It's really cool.
Okay, my name is Westhorn. You can find me by that name on the Discord channels. And I'm also running a token. I'm just lurking around, helping if I can. I'm from Central Europe, by the way.
I'm the co-creator of the Phoenix wallet, together with the Burst.js library. I'm part of the team and the community.
Let's answer this question. What is Sodium?
Sodium is the name of our first hard fork under the flag of the Burst Apps team. We were able to provide a Java compiler. And as we are looking out for adoption and all of that, so we decided to lower the fees for the execution of a smart contract.
Meanwhile, for those who are not familiar with smart contracts, what do smart contracts do for the simple person?
It's called smart contract because once you have agreed upon a certain logic, like an automatic or conditioned payment, so you can just kind of publish that on the blockchain and then it will be executed. So everybody's thinking that Ethereum is the one who was the first who introduced the concept of smart contracts, but the real implemented one was with the start of Burst in August 2014.
Like we now have this Sodium is hard fork. So that means that this new version of nodes don't interact with older versions. So it's very hard to update, and we guys need support from community.
Costs when you're activating a contract, costs when you execute a contract, what's going on inside the contract. So what I do here, I'm just choosing the testnet network. I have an account here which I use for my smart contract development stuff. And you have the name of the token, this kind of descriptor. This is, as you can see, I put even some more formal expression inside the description. This is a JSON format, the first step inside. And now there is kind of, I can inspect it more. So this is kind of a list of, think of it kind of the market store or my app store. The idea came up when I thought that we have a lot of tools and some people contributed already to the community, but all the tools and all the apps, they are kind of scattered around. I will put, for example, the Phoenix wallet as a token here inside, and then it says like, okay, yeah, this is a cool app. I would like to donate on it. Enter an account zone here, and I can start to register a new contract, and then I have to put into my passphrase a good reputation of an application. I can even transfer that. And this works all with the smart contract logic behind. So this is just the user interface I'm doing, and I'm using the blockchain as the entire database and the execution logic. So if I'm going to activate, you can see that he's showing me, saying that I have to pay a small fee to activate that. He's calculating that, saying it's about 5 Burst.
Yeah, it seems people are reaching more across their walls and not their Facebook walls, like actual walls behind me. In BT Dex, the Discord community there, most of the time, it's obviously through the screen and it's computer stuff, but I sense a lot of sensors behind the sensors in the community. Hey, lekker man. We've got some more R's, more sensors here. So yeah, basically where I was last time, I'm still singing the same tune, doing my whole burst mining journey over again. And it won't take as long because I know what to look out for now. I've also had to help with the community just giving out pointers.
Let's return to sodium. We forgot to mention slot fees. Enforcement, deep link specifications, block time stabilization, and subscription fee reduction.
Open that application and do that. You know that from maybe from the Zoom stuff, if you get a Zoom link, it starts open the Zoom if it's installed in your system. We have this already in a legacy version, which was the prior development team started to introduce the deep linking. This makes us possible that we can, for example, start the Phoenix wallet and redirect to the payment page and fill out the fields already. Formerly it was like 10 seconds up to 2000 seconds, and now the block time is about 100 to 360 seconds with the average of 240 seconds, which means 4 minutes, which is the average block time in the burst blockchain. Very neat and nice is called the subscription. Every 2 days, I would like to transfer a certain amount to a certain account. And this is what we call subscription.
Example and where we use the subscription fee today. So the NDSA rewards is actually a subscription for the BMS.
Zoc, you created this script.
I create multiple scripts.
not only this one, yes.
So, yeah, so, but one of them is the NDSA reward script that's running on the chain. Was rewarding people who are running a burst node. You see the explorer. So you can see here, this is the burst explorer. So if you are interested in the NDSA rewards to how to get it, you can click question mark and it will pop up. And this will state what's required from you to be awarded for the NDSA reward.
Token is like a share of your business.
Yes, we can consider it like that. Indeed, if I have to be honest, this token is running from the start of this year, and for months there wasn't any interest from anyone to join in. Then one guy came, then another one came, and
maybe if you got a factory and it's like a shirt or actual physical token or a skateboard they're printing or something, you can print a token per physical item. Then we start mixing blockchain with real-world value.
On the other hand, Burstcoin has literally 1,000 of different users. It has its own exchange, this BTDEX platform, which is absolutely nice.
Just like in our daily lives. I mean, even like my friends or parents don't know what Burst is.
With BTDEX, we create entry points. I think Burst... must be used to use cases where you can use it. Now you can rent from Shadow VPN, what you can do other things with Burst.
Okay, cool. Let's maybe look at doing for let's talk Burst number 5 about entry points.
I'm going to do a live presentation in our town. Honestly, BTDEX will be one of my presentation tools showing off that it takes only a few seconds to make an account. And
but that's BTDEX. It's one EXE downloaded and that's it.
Yep, straight to the point, click and forget. So anyway, it will be a not so long show, only showing the good side of crypto. The rest of it is and with regular money, so maybe we should ban fiat money and use only Burst.
Okay, I think let's finish the stream. Ben Benan,
just cross the fingers for the hard fork right now. So yes. Just to mention that we have rolled out, I think there are about 80% of nodes which are running the new software,
78.
Isn't it? 78, yeah.
At the moment. So, I think it's worth to mention that we actually did test the sodium hard fork, right? Exactly. I would not anticipate that we would have any problems in this hard fork.
Due to the efforts of the community, they were accepted that the node operators, they follow that, and the exchanges were very handsome on all of that. This was very seamless. for so far, but let's see what happened the next hours.
Yes.
Okay. Cool, man. Danke, schaut euch.
Okay, thank you, guys.
And see you later again.